The sea ice in the Arctic Ocean has begun to expand again. It melted back to its minimum a couple of days ago, according to Mark Serez, head of the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Colorado.
We're at the seasonal minimum for sea ice extent. It happened just a few days ago. It takes us a while to crunch the numbers and confirm what's happening. And as it turns out, if you look at this over the satellite record, which starts in 1979, we ended up third lowest, and the number came out to be 4.76 million square kilometers.
That's 1.8 square miles. In 2007, the sea ice withdrew a record amount. Although the overall extent of sea ice this year was greater than that of 2007, both the Northwest Passage through Canadian waters and the Northeast Passage above Russia opened up this year. In 2007, only the Canada route opened. The center will publish an analysis of its data in a couple of weeks, but already Serez is willing to say the signs for future years are not good. Each year, more of the thicker ice that has built up over the years has disappeared. This year, a larger amount of older ice drifted west from Canada to the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas.
Some of the thinking was that, well, that might survive the summer melt season because it's thicker. It can take a bigger hit. You know, and if so, that would kind of replenish ice conditions this year, so we'd be a bit better going into autumn. But it didn't happen. It basically all melted. So it really is telling you that things really are changing in the Arctic, and that old multi-year ice just doesn't even survive anymore. So we're heading even into next year, I think. We're in kind of worse shape than we even are right now.
Another oddity this year was the presence of ice in the Bering Sea in the spring, even after it pulled back in the Beaufort. But even though the Bering Sea froze up more than usual last winter, it was all what is known as one-year ice, not thick enough to hang around through the summer.
But once spring took hold, that stuff melted out really fast because we knew that, of course, forming late in the year was going to be quite thin. And so once the warmth of spring kicked in, it went fast. And that's, of course, just what we saw.
The survey is based on an average as the ice builds up in some places but is still pulling back in others. There is a slight chance that winds will cause more melting.